This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Allah says at the end of Surah Al-Kahf's Ashab Al-Kahf story, He says, whoever Allah guides, then that's the person that's committed to guidance to begin with. And whoever Allah decides to allow to be misled, then you will not find someone to protect over them, waliyan, and to set them to the right course, murshidan. So if Allah decides to let you stay in misguidance, two things you will not get, a wali and a murshid, a wali and murshidan. Now what is wali and murshidan again? Someone protective over you and someone who course corrects you. Now interestingly, the first wali, murshid, every one of us has in our life is our parents. They're protective over us and they set us to the right course. If you're misbehaving, they correct your misbehavior. If you're making a mess, they ask you to clean up your mess. If you're missing your prayers, they tell you to make your prayer. If you didn't make wudu, they ask you to fix your wudu and make it properly. They're your wali and they're your murshid. They're your first ones, right? And in their case, of course, in Ashab al-Kahf's case, you know, they don't have parental guidance. They have parental misguidance, right? Their parents aren't guided. So Allah says, and whoever Allah decides to guide, then they're the ones who commit the guidance themselves. And if Allah allows somebody to be misguided, it doesn't matter if their parents are good or not. It doesn't matter if they have wali murshid, any other wali murshid. They could be in the best environment, but Allah decides that these people don't want to commit to guidance, so they don't deserve it. You know what this is telling us? It's a profound philosophical reality. Guidance is not the result of your environment. Guidance is the result of your commitment. It's not the result of your environment. Ibrahim alayhi salam could be in a hostile environment and he's guided. Ashab al-Kahf in an extremely hostile environment and they're not prophets and they're guided. And the Israelites were in the company of prophets every single generation and yet they weren't guided. Right? So you can be in a guided environment and not have guidance. And you can be in a misguided environment and you can have guidance.